from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Karen Tay Harrison. Very happy to be here. You are listening in on 96.5 The Fan. I was texting with a friend earlier today, and they were, you know, congratulating us with the move to FM and what should you do. And I said, I'm just going to keep doing the show I've been doing. Sam McDowell of the Kansas City Star, who is a brilliant columnist, by the way, he wrote a story, and the story basically says that the Royals have been looking at new downtown stadium sites. If you were keeping track, this is the third different downtown stadium site that the Royals have looked into. They looked into East Village. They have looked into the Crossroads. They have looked into North Kansas City. They have looked into Cherry Hill. They've looked in everywhere. If it is in the proper of Kansas City, Missouri, the Royals have studied it to see if it is a viable place to put a downtown stadium. They are now narrowing in on Washington Square Park, which is north of Crown Center. So I specifically read this tweet. I read this part to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quint Lucas. Here's what he had to say.
Countywide sales tax or Johnson Countywide sales tax instead of sports riders and that sort of thing. I wouldn't frame it as avoid a vote. I think there is a way that you can get a project and a deal done without relying on a countywide sales tax. You know, I heard loud and clear from a lot of people in April in Jackson County who said, wait, why should we all be paying 3/8 cents for something that we may not be going to? I saw loud and clear in the Kansas legislative conversation where what was not contemplated was a Wyandotte Countywide sales tax or Johnson Countywide sales tax. Instead, they were looking at the revenues that are generated at the stadium and in the project, funding the project itself. I think Kansas City has some exciting and dynamic tools that will allow us to build out such a thing. And so as our conversations continue, and I told you on this show, I know y'all got doomsday people, even some doomsday people who are doing the morning drive on your station who say, oh my God, everything's done. You know, my view is that we're actually in a good place to look at how we can generate revenues, how we actually can and build a good project and one that works for the people of Kansas City, the Royals, and this entire region.
All right, a couple of things. That was funny. Yo, why did he have to just shoot at Bob Fesco like that? That was unnecessary. He didn't have to randomly pull up, fire a couple shots, and then drive off on Bob Fesco. That was unmayoral. We didn't need that from the mayor of Kansas City. That was uncalled for from the mayor of Kansas City. This was my question the entire time that we were having this conversation back in the spring. You guys know that you're going to pay for some of this, right? They proposed one way to help pay for the stadium, and the city pretty resoundingly said, no, try again. Now, I think they said try again to the plan just felt very half-baked. It felt very rushed. It felt very thrown together with what they were doing. But at some point, they are going to ask us to help pay for the stadium. And if you are one of those people who are passionate about keeping this thing in Kansas City, Missouri, just know that part of your tax dollars is going to be allocated to pay for this. This time, it doesn't even sound like they want you to even have a vote in it. They gave you a chance to vote the last time, and you said, no, we don't want it. It sounds like I trust the Star's reporting here, and it makes sense. Because if this thing goes to another vote, the worst thing that can happen for Kansas City is this thing fails for a second time. And I think the city wants to completely avoid that and not even put it in the hands of the voters and not even allow it to get to a point where it could be voted again and then potentially fail. I mean, the only time that you could even have or consider a vote like this would be in November, right? There's a lot of things to go vote for. Sports gambling is on there. You can vote for who the president is going to be. There's a lot of things to vote for. If you were going to try to get this thing on the vote, it needs to be on there by November 5th. It doesn't sound like they are preparing for this thing to be on anybody's ballot on November 5th. At some point, and I saw that the governor of the state of Missouri said this as well, man, the Royals just got to pick a spot and stick with it. They have thrown out a bunch of different, well, it could go here, it could go here, it could go here, it could go here. They don't sound very confident in whatever plan they are selling. And I think the city felt that the first time and resoundingly came out and said, we're not saying no to you guys. We are saying no to the plan that you guys have thrown out there. And we will see this time if they are coming together with a much better plan to sell the people of Jackson County and also the people of Kansas City, Missouri. I want to play another cut for you guys. It's related to that same topic. I asked him, well, if the money is not going to come from the 3/8 of a cent sales tax, where do you think it's coming from?
There will be another way for this to get funded. I think the way that it gets funded is something that's going to be based more on how do you actually build a stadium on revenues from people who are using the stadium, rather than something that looks as broad-based, as county-wide, as jurisdiction-wide as perhaps we've used before. I think when you look at the stadium deals that are happening all around the country, in very few places, I think Oklahoma City was one example, but very few places have a jurisdiction-wide just 1 cent, 3/8 cent sales tax. And so while that conversation may proceed at Jackson County, and I appreciate it doing so, I told you before the vote back in April and after the vote, Kansas City has the most robust tools of any local government jurisdiction in this two-state region, and I would say in probably several states around us. We will play in this conversation about what we do with the future of baseball and football, but certainly as to baseball, where they're looking to play.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
A new venue. That venue doesn't have to be owned necessarily by the county. That venue doesn't have to be owned necessarily by almost any institution. The city is ready, willing, and able to build some good tools. That's part of our conversations ongoing. I think we'll be very fair to the taxpayers. We'll have a very good conversation. So this isn't to avoid them. This is just to say, you know what, Quentin and CDOT have been talking about this for a long time. It's time for us to come to some solutions and, you know, get something on the table that I think can work for everybody.
I think we are all on the same page about coming to a solution to this problem and trying to figure out what the future looks like. I know some of you would love for them to stay at Kauffman Stadium. I love Kauffman Stadium. They have made it clear at almost every single turn that that is not an option, that they are moving at some point. And we are simply trying to figure out the where. How I interpret those comments from Mayor Quentin Lucas, the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, is we have more people than all of these other surrounding areas. We have a larger tax base than all of these other areas. If we need to figure out the money, we'll figure out the money. but we are not in a position where we can lose these teams. Now, the Chiefs don't seem to be hearing that message the same way that the Royals are hearing this message, because I think the Chiefs and the Royals have very, very different goals. I think John Sherman from the beginning has told you what his vision is. I don't think we know what Clark Hunt's vision is. I don't think we know. Is it staying at Arrowhead? Is it getting the best possible deal? Is it building a infrastructure around Arrowhead Stadium with shops and hotels? I don't think we know what the vision of the Chiefs is. We 100% know what the vision of the Royals is. It is to have a downtown stadium with their own entertainment district around it that they are receiving revenue from and making it a 24/7, 365 destination. I don't know if that's what the vision for the Chiefs is or what their vision is, to be quite frankly, about this topic. They have been very more low-key and secretive about this, where the Royals, because they have been the more front-facing organization when it comes to this, I think the Royals just more than certainly more times than the Chiefs have simply communicated what they want to the public. They have not been able to execute what they want to the public, but they certainly have communicated what that is. Last thing here I'll play for you guys from the mayor of Kansas City, and we'll get back to real football things here coming up in a bit. I asked the mayor, I guess a two-part question. Give me your percentage chance that the Chiefs are in, or excuse me, that the Royals are in Kansas City in 2031. Give me the percentage chance that you think that the Royals are in downtown Kansas City in 2031. Here's what the mayor said.
My view is that, I think it's 90% likely the Kansas City Royals will be playing in Kansas City, Missouri in 2031. It is 85% likely they will be playing in downtown Kansas City. I have never lost confidence on that fact. The Royals have said repeatedly they want to be downtown. I know they want to make sure they have a good deal. They want to make sure they have good negotiations, and I think that's what Kansas City offers. We are the biggest, the baddest, the boldest local government in the region. I think we'll be able to get it done. I do believe we'll have cooperation from the future governor of Missouri, whether it's Mike Kehoe, the Republican, or Crystal Quay, the Democrat. Both have said that they're committed to keeping the teams here. And on timing, I would expect, and I've said this to others, I think it is weeks rather than months. I think you're looking at a mid-November type of announcement or opportunity rather than something that we're still talking about a year from now on these same types of interviews.
So that was the mayor of Kansas City. He obviously sounds very, very confident in Kansas City's ability to retain the Royals. Also sounded very confident that they are going to be in downtown Kansas City. Rob is here with me. Rob, you have been very optimistic about Kansas's ability to take one of these teams. It doesn't sound like they are taking the Royals. It sounds like Kansas City is going to put up a fight to try to at least keep the Royals. I will tell you, I am losing a little bit of confidence that they are going to be able to keep both of these teams. If you're asking me today, now, I still think, now let's see what happens. Let's see where the Royals land. Let's see how they're going to pay for the stadium. Let's see where the money is going to come from and what kind of offer they put the Chiefs. But if you are the Chiefs are moving to Kansas side, you have to feel very good that the mayor of Kansas City has come out and said we are having far more productive talks with the Royals than the Chiefs. It sounds like the Chiefs are going ISO and they're doing their own thing.
I think we've always kind of known that, though, Carrington. Like, from the minute the vote failed, resoundingly failed, the messaging out of the two teams has been consistent. The Royals have said, we're going to go back to the drawing board. We continue to want a downtown stadium. They have been honest about that since that first spring training where John Sherman sat down with Andy Rogers and said, yeah, I envision downtown baseball. The Chiefs, from the minute the vote has failed, have said two things consistently. One, they're breaking away from the Royals. They've been upfront about that. The second thing they have said over and over and over again is, we are going to look for the best deal. That is what they have said every single time. And I don't know, without a vote and without the larger group of Jackson County, if Kansas City, Missouri alone as an entity can offer them that best deal. So it's not surprising to me that the Royals are willing to work and maneuver and try to get a way to get a downtown stadium, which they have wanted for 3-4 years now, where the Chiefs continue to lie in wait and we'll take the best deal. And you mentioned, I'm a Chiefs are in Kansas one day person. I maintain the best deal, which is what Clark Hunt wants, is a cross state line in Wyandotte County. County, which I think one day, whether it be 2031, 2032, maybe 2026, I don't know the timeline. I think one day the Kansas City metro area is going to have the Chiefs in Wyandotte County and the Royals are going to be somewhere downtown. It's sounding now like Crown Center is that place.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.